The BP oil spill approaching Florida's shores did not deter the community in St. Pete Beach to continue its natural erosion control project. About 150 volunteers, equipped with gloves and hand shovels, planted 5,000 CO seedlings to protect the beach and prevent beach erosion. Carol Walker says that the CO seedlings give her hope.
I did this with them last year. I've been watching the growth of the ones that we planted last year, and it's been exciting to watch. I get involved in this type of activity all over the area.
Logan Westerfield, a beach resident for 25 years, says he wants to give back to the community.
It's one of my favorite beaches to come to, and so I'm just trying to give back a little way. If I can plant some sea oats to help the beach renourishment, that's great.
One of the organizers is Marcos Lechtovirta, who says that the news about the oil spill may have contributed to a good turnout.
People are becoming more and more aware of our responsibility here. I think that human interaction isn't always good, and I think that the news from oil spill have kind of gotten people's attention.
Kevin Hing, chair of the Beach Stewardship Committee, says that the decades-long natural measures to protect the beaches have paid off. The beach got wider, and the sea oats create and maintain safety barriers on the beach that did not exist 20 years ago.
The dunes we have today here in Paso Grille and the sea oats we have here, we planted 20 years ago. So this is a decades-long program. It's hard work to preserve and protect our beaches. It's not something you do just overnight. It's something that takes decades of careful, loving work.
Despite the oil spill, he decided to continue with the project.
I would characterize today as an act of defiant optimism because, everyone I know who really cares about our beaches is frustrated and sort of depressed about the prospect of oil washing up here in St. Pete Beach.
Hing says that the project is a long-term commitment for the local community.
Not only are we working so that there are dunes 20 years from now that these little sea oats that we plant today we yield, but also it's an act of commitment that we're going to do what we can to protect those little seedlings from the oil that may come ashore.
The Natural Beach Erosion Control Project is part of an overall strategy of the Beach Stewardship Committee and Pinellas County.
We also have some structural solutions, some temporary structures that are in place in North Upham right now, and there are plans to implement permanent structures. All of these different measures work together to make sure that there is sand on the beach.
To find out more about renourishment projects in Pinellas, contact the Pinellas Environmental Management at pinellascounty.org/environment. Reporting from St. Pete Beach for WMNF News, I'm Andrea Lipka.